Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is Patrick Diener speaking, and you're listening to the one and only Soundtrack, the radio show that plays soundtracks from various movies, from the old age of Hollywood to the most recent ones, and also, why not, series and so forth. So if you have any suggestions of movies with great soundtracks or even TV series or Netflix series, and please feel free to send us, because we are also on Facebook. You can reach for Facebook Rádio Uninter, and you find us to send your comments, your suggestions, and so forth. So and you can listen to us every Tuesdays at 5:30 p.m. and on Fridays at 5 o'clock. And you can listen live at uninter.com/radio web. And in the near future, you can check our podcast from previous shows at uninter.com/radio. We're going to talk about a movie that I've watched a couple of years ago. It's not as recent as some have mentioned before here in the show, such as Joker. But it's a great movie, especially because of the soundtrack. The movie itself, I watched it in a movie theater, and I left thinking, oh, it could be better. For me, it's a little too colorful and stuff. But still, the soundtrack is amazing, and that's why talking today about The Guardians of the Galaxy. And The Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1 is a 2014 American superhero film based on the Marvel Comics superhero team of the same name. It is the 10th film in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, also known as, and you know that, MCU. The film became a critical and commercial success, grossing $773.3 million worldwide and becoming the highest-grossing superhero film of 2014, as well as the third-highest-grossing film of the same year.
Soundtrack.
And as usual, in the beginning of the show, I always tell a little bit about the story of the film. We don't only focus on the soundtrack, the songs of the film. And if you don't know the plot summary, and I want to tell you beforehand that there are no spoilers so far, so chill. The plot summary of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1 is that, kidnapped by aliens when he was young, Peter Quill now travels the galaxy salvaging anything of value for resale. When he comes across a silver orb, however, he gets more than his bargain for. The orb is highly desired by the villain named Ronan. When Ronan finally acquires it, it's left to Peter and his newfound friends Gamora, Drax, Groot, and Rocket to stop him. As director James Gunn says, the tape Peter plays in an old Walkman is really the character of Quill's mother. The Walkman and the compilation tapes inside of it is the heart of the film. And he goes on, I think most of the songs of those slight hits never truly had their day in the sun. That time is now, Gunn says. The site RollingStone.com states that a week after its resale, Guardians of the Galaxy Awesome Mix Volume 1 topped the album charts, becoming the first soundtrack ever to do so without having a single original song. Still, some of the people overseeing with the film questioned Gunn's choice, suggesting that he make the soundtrack a little bit more contemporary. They were wrong. Hooked on a Feeling, the song about to listen to by Blue Suede, was released in 1974, the original one. The Swedish pop group Blue Suede did a cover, actually, from the original one, that is from 1969, way back then. The original is from the arrangement was inspired by a version recorded in 1971 by the Jamaican reggae band The Twinkle Brothers. This version reached number one in the United States. Billboard ranked it as the number 20 song for 1974. Now, stick with me because you're going to listen the sweet Hooked on a Feeling.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another. If I can for sure. All the good love when we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. All the good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling.
Still about Hooked on a Feeling, a popular animated video featuring computer-animated Dancing Baby and distributed on the internet features the song. Its popularity increased after a version of the Dancing Baby and Hooked on a Feeling were in an episode of the Ellie McBeal TV show. And I must confess something, I was a huge fan of Ellie McBeal back then. And about this next song, I hope you like it because it's one of my favorites in the movie. That is I Want You Back, right? Have you ever heard of it? On October 7th, so almost a month ago, marks the 50th anniversary of the release of the Jackson 5's debut single, I Want You Back, on Motown Records. I Want You Back introduced the world to the Jackson 5, and especially their enormously talented lead singer Michael Jackson. I Want You Back also marks the beginning of Motown's operational transition from Detroit to Los Angeles. The Jackson 5 were one of the first Motown groups who recorded almost all their material in Los Angeles. James Gunn, director of Guardians of the Galaxy, got to play with his audience's emotions by killing Groot, but didn't actually have to terminate his most popular character as he could be replanted. Fans sighed with relief when they saw Baby Groot dancing the sounds of the Jackson 5's soulful hit, I Want You Back.
Thank you. City listens to Soundtrack.
Someday, put it together.
What are you doing?
Dance off, bro. Me and you.
Subtle, take it back.
What are you doing?
I'm distracting you, you big turd blossom.
Okay, that short part of the movie we've just listened to is set when Star-Lord challenges Ronan to a dance-off. And it's one of the unique moments that makes Guardians of the Galaxy so special. By the way, the song Peter Quill mumbles to distract the villain is called Ooh Child by the Five Stair Steps. But we are not going to play that one. And by the way, if you want to listen to the entire soundtrack of the movie, you can look for in any streaming platform or on-demand platform such as Spotify or Deezer. You can choose of your preference and look for Guardians of the Galaxy Awesome Mix Volume 1, and there's also Awesome Mix Volume 2 that is from the same movie. Awesome Mix Volume 2 is not from Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Okay, was it clear? So, Volume Awesome Mix number 1 and 2 are songs that play on Guardians of the Galaxy number 1. Okay, and now we're going to the next song that it's another popular Guardians tune that is called Escape. And I didn't know that because I only knew the song by the Piña Colada song. I didn't know it actually was called Escape by Rupert Holmes. The song was also featured in DreamWorks Animation Shrek. The song was released in late 70s and has quite the backstory about a man who becomes bored in his relationship. It's a pretty deep sound, but does this also relate back to the relationships of Star-Lord and Gamora? There are definitely some parallels. So we're going to listen now to the Piña Colada song as known as Escape or the other way around.
I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long. Like a worn out recording of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. And in the personal columns, there was this letter I read. If you like piña coladas, my lady, I know that sounds kind of mean, but me and my old lady have fallen into the same old routine. So I wrote to the paper
took out a personal ad. And though I'm nobody's poet, I thought it wasn't half bad. Yes, I like piña coladas and getting caught in the rain. I'm not much into health food. I am into champagne. I've got to meet you by tomorrow noon and cut through all this red tape. She walked in the place. I knew her smile in an instant. I knew the curve of her face. It was my own lovely lady. And she said, oh, it's you. Then we laughed for a moment. And I said, I never knew that you like piña coladas and getting caught in the rain. And the taste of champagne. If you like making love at midnight in the dunes on the Cape, you're the lady I've looked for. Come with me and escape.
Okay, and we're back. You have just heard To Escape, or as known as the Piña Colada song by Rupert Holmes. My favorite part of the song is when he says, yes, I like piña coladas and getting caught in the rain. I'm not much into health food, but I am, yes, indeed, into champagne. Well, but I am into health food, so I would check all the boxes. Okay, so we're going ahead with our soundtrack. We're talking about the soundtrack from the movie Guardians of the Galaxy. And about the next song, in 2019, this year, the band Sugar Ray released a cover version of their album Little Yachty, duplicating Holmes' rhythm and feel. Some fun facts about the movie now. Some final fun facts about the movie. According to kickassfacts.com, I recommend this website for you if you're a movie lover and you want to know some backstage things about the movies. They have a vast list of movies with different interesting, entertaining facts. Is that Vin Diesel recorded all his lines in seven different languages, including Russian, Mandarin, Spanish, Portuguese, German, and French, so they could use his real voice in the film around the world. According to Vin Diesel, he recorded Groot's iconic line, "I am Groot," over 1,000 times. James Gunn stated that Chris Pratt's audition was so good, he was prepared to offer him the role even if Pratt did not lose weight or get in shape in time. Gunn joked that he was willing to CGI a six-pack on Pratt's body. However, Pratt asked Gunn to give him 6 months to lose 50 pounds, and he ended up losing 60 pounds, about 27 kilos. Bradley Cooper claimed to Howard Stern that he was paid more for voicing Rocket in this movie than for starring in Silver Linings Playbook from 2012 and The Hangover from 2009 combined. About the next song, the original version of Ain't No Mountain, the one played in the movie, produced in 1967, was a carefree, danceable, and romantic love song that became the signature duet between Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. The Gaye-Terrell version was included into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1999 and is regarded today as one of the most important records ever released by Motown. Another song fact: Amy Winehouse used the backing of the song in Tears Dry on Their Own in her 2006 second and final album, Back to Black. If you like Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack and want to listen to it over and over again, as I said before, you can look up for Guardians of the Galaxy Awesome Mix Volume 1 on Spotify, for example, or your music platform of your choice. Before going to the song itself, I'd like to invite you to join us in our social media networks. For example, we are on Facebook. You can look for facebook.com/radiouninter or Rádio Uninter, as you will. And you find other shows here on Rádio Uninter. You see live broadcasts from the shows that are live. Mine is recorded. Just reminding you that this recorded show goes on air every Tuesdays at 5:30 and on Fridays at 5 p.m. And you can listen also always, not only via Facebook, the live shows and know the other shows we have here on Radio Uninter. You can check my show on these days and times that I said on uninter.com/radioweb, reminding that the radio web player is live, so you have to be on Tuesdays and Fridays to listen to soundtrack as well as the other radio shows. And I want to invite you taking the chance to listen to my other radio show that is called BPM, and it's a show about electronic music, electronic dance music as well, and techno and so forth. Sometimes I bring, I ask DJs and producers to come here and talk with me. So it's very interesting, and it's always on Fridays at 8 p.m. Okay, that's on Radio Web. /radioweb. And the podcast of this show will be available at uninter.com/radio in a while. I want to thank you for listening to this soundtrack mission. It's our number 7 show and was about Guardians of the Galaxy. Reminding you once again, please send us contributions, ideas of movies or TV series that you like, and the soundtrack is important or very amazing, interesting, and if you like, tell us why you like that soundtrack, especially the one that you are telling us to play here, okay? I want to thank my crew here in studio, Barbara and Evandro, once again. Great show, guys. Thanks for hanging here with me. And now you're listening to Ain't No Mountain High Enough with Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. And I, Patrick, say so long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, goodbye.
Listen, baby.